The Gemara on the top of Chav Tes Amid Beis told the story. The Gemara was discussing using onions for Erevin, using onions for your Mazin Shtei Sudois. And the Gemara, in the context of that discussion, said that onions can be very dangerous. Not the whole onion, only parts of the onion. But Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara then brought a braisa and said, Lo yoichal adam batzel. A person shouldn't eat onions, but may nachash abay. Because there's a concern that there may be poison of a poisonous snake inside the onion. In fact, umaisa, there was a story about Reb Chanina Mendoisa. Shachal chatzi batzel, he ate a half a batzel, v'chatzi nachash aboy. And with it, he got half of the nachash. V'chalo, he became sick, v'natal lamas, and he was dying. U'bikshu chaveir rachman olav, and his chaveirim davened for him, v'chaya, and he lived. And the reason he lived was mipnei shashat zrichaloi. It was because he was needed. And because of the shat zrichaloi, that's why it all played out the way it played out. And all the mefarshim asked, the marsha, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden and his Agoyis Yaivitz, and the Ritva already, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, what's the last line, the Pnei Shashot Tzricholoi? What's it even referring back to? And the truth is, the way you read the Gemara, it sounds like, U'bikshu chaveirav rachim and olav, the chaveirim davin for Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, mipnei shahashot tzricholoi, because he was needed. Right, how badly was Chanina ben Doisa needed? The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, he was the davener for the whole dar. People that had tzaris, they used to go to Chanina ben Doisa. He used to daven, kol olam nizim b'shvil Chanina beni. The whole world stood on the places of Reb Chanina ben Doisa. So obviously, Hashat Srichaloi, he was someone that was very integral to the Jewish people. But they davened for him, Ibnesh Hashat Srichaloi. It almost sounds like, if not for the fact that Shah would have been Srichaloi, it could be they went to daven. The Ritva has one line on this Gemara. U'bikshu olav chaveirim rachamim. Va'af al pi, shekidai hoyolach v'atzmoy. Says Ritva, even though Reb Chanina really deserved the punishment that he was going to get, why? Sha'avar al divrei chachamim. Because he was over on the divrei chachamim. Still, bikshu olav chaveirim rachamim. They still davened for him. What does the Ritva mean? The Ritva is bavarning this kasha. It sounds like it was a chiddush that bikshu olav chaveirav rachamim. And the only reason they did it was mipnei shashat zrichaloi. Wait, Ritva, why? What did he do so terrible? The afal pisha kedai hoyo lochuv ba'atzmoy sha'ovra al divrei chachamim. You know what he did? He was over al divrei chachamim. Which divrei chachamim? The chachamim that said that an onion is very, very dangerous. Lo yoichal adam batzel mipnei nachash aboy. And then the Mishnah brings a story. Umayis Reb Chanina sha'ochal chatzi batzel. They davened for him, and the only reason they davened for him was mipnei shahashat zrichaloi. But you want to know why they wouldn't have davened for him otherwise? Because he would have deserved. He was over al divrei chachamim, and kol over al divrei chachamim. That's very, very chamur. The reason they did it was because at the end of the day, hashat zrichaloi. So this was a hirasha, pun intended, and that's why they went ahead and they did what they did. I think it's pasha that this lashon of the Ritva, va'afal pi shekdai hayolachov ba'atzmoy sha'avar al divrei chachamim, is a reference to a Mishnah, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Amud Beis, one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas. The Mishnah over there brings the Machloi B'Shamay B'Sil, how are you supposed to say Kriyishma? According to B'Shamay, Kriyishma Shal Arvis is B'Shachbecha, supposed to be lying down. According to B'Sil, and Kriyishma Shal Shachris, you have to be standing. Because it says Uvkumecha. B'Sil says no. B'Shach B'cha means B'Zman Shebnei Adam Shaychvin. And B'Vkumecha means B'Zman Shebnei Adam Kam. So the Mishnah, Brachos Yoram and Beis, says that Omer Abtarfin, Ani Yisi Baba Derech. I was once traveling, V'Hitisi Likreis Kedivri Beishamai. And I lie down to say Kriyishma Shal Arvis, like Beishamai. V'Sikanti Ba'atzmi. And I put myself into a terrible sakana. Mipnei HaListim, because Listim were about to come and hurt me. Amulai. The Chachamim heard what Abtarfin said. They told him, Kedai Hoyisa Lachav. This is mamish the lashon. This is what the chachamim told Reb Tarfin. And Reb Chanina ben Doisa did the same thing. The Braisa said, and then a maisa. It's the same exact mishnah. How are you supposed to say kriyishma? And then a maisa. Reb Chanina almost died. Reb Tarfin almost died. This one line Ritva is literally an excerpt of this Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Amud Beis. So why are we getting so excited? Because we've mentioned so many times the Ramchal in Mesilas Yesharim and Perek Kaf, where the Ramchal says that the reason Reb Tarfin was Chayiv Misa for what he did wasn't merely because he was over al Divrei Chachamim. It's because he was over al Divrei Beis Hillel. And he goes on to say Ba'arichos that the Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was a Dover Chomer. It needed a Baskel to resolve itself, and what was at risk was that the Torah was going to become two Torahs. The Bishamah B'Sul Machloikus was a major, major Machloikus. And when Reb Tarfin went and he was Machmalik B'Shamah, he wasn't just going Keneged the Chachamim. He was giving credibility to Shitas Beis Shammai, and he was risking reinvigorating the terrible machlekes that raged for doiris between Beis Shammai and Bisul. And it's for that reason he was chayiv miso. K'dayo yisul lochem ba'atzmecho she'avarta not al divrei chachamim, al divrei Beis Hillel. Because someone on the stature of Rav Tarfon, for him to give and shtaltsu to Beis Shammai, what you're doing is you're risking the machlokes Beis Shammai and Bisul. He says it in his shtickle Mishkal HaChassidus that we've spoken about so many times. Ve'ein kam v'koim l'harich. But this Ritva, I think, is mavur that this idea of being over al divrei chachamim isn't exclusive to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But it sounds like Reb Chanina ben Doisa was chayev misas Reb Tarfon. It was the same exact thing. Now, he had a schos, picture all of chaver of rachamim, v'chod nesha ashot zrichalot. But the point is, it would seem that this ritva is maybe a marimokon, that mishnah in Brachis, Dav Yudah Amid Beis, where Reb Tarfon was chayev misa, is not like the Ramchal says, it was because he was over al divrei Beis Hillel, mishkal achasidos. But you see, Reb Chanina ben Doisa had the same thing for eating an onion. The point is that if someone's over al divrei chachamim, we saw the Gemara not long ago, kol over divrei chachamim chay misa with the Gemara, which would be a kiyum v'netilas yadayim. So there is a concept that if someone's over al divrei soifer, over al divrei chachamim, is going to be chay misa. But I think this lashon l'shoynei yazov shal ritva is referring to the Mishnah Brachas Daf Yudam and Beis, and could be in tzatzushtal to that Ramchal. That's the first aura.